I'd like to call in order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, April 9th, 2018. And it's been our practice for many, many years. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is the approval of the regular session minutes of March 26th.
Motion to approve, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the regular session minutes as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Please let the record show that the vote was 4-0 with Councilmember Burrell absent. Next, I have the pleasure of swearing in several new board members and commission members who were appointed at the last council meeting. And if those of you who are here for that purpose, you'll come on down at the table.
You don't have to sing. You don't have to be in the
room. Remember when we raised our wrong hand?
And what we'll do is...
I raised mine for 4 years in the military.
Use your own name. And then when we get down to the point, as a member of, to state whatever group it is you think you're going. Okay. Or being good. Okay. Now this is very, I'm very pleased that somebody needs to be here. I,
Joseph Morbunin Jr.,
do swear and affirm,
that
I will support the Constitution, of the United States, and that I will be faithful, and bear true allegiance, to the state of Maryland, and support the Constitution, and the laws thereof, and that I will,
to the best of my skills,
and judgment,
diligently and faithfully,
without partiality or prejudice, serve as a member of,
or observing the field.
Don't give it stuff. According to the Constitution and the laws of this state.
According to the Constitution and laws of the state of Maryland.
Congratulations, and we're so happy that for all of you for returning and for those of you at the beginning of a new adventure. We really appreciate it, and this is something that makes small towns work so well. It's because the number of people who volunteer, we know how many people we're lucky to have. And the number of people who volunteer for these jobs of responsibility, who many decisions you make, who go on long after hopefully not only retired from this, but really retired, if you ever get to do that, it means a lot. And I think that the idea that all boards and commissions are highly respected, people feel that they're approachable, things never get personal, but stay very, very professional, but a hometown feel. So I just want to thank you and congratulate you and all of you. Regardless of this is your first pitch or how many times you re-up, it means a lot to have the mayor and council and the city council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. If you guys can find your name in there, nothing's fine. If you're a historic
before you change your mind.
We can do that over here. And then planning and zoning. That's the BCA and the Planning and Zoning Commission. And then I have Board of Supervisors and Elections.
Give him a few minutes.
Next, we're going to go to item 3 on the agenda, which is motion 2018-07, a motion approving the electric service agreement between the Town of Berlin and Sunrise Church. Is anyone here tonight from Sunrise Church?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, just introduce yourself for the record, and we're also broadcast on the internet. That way, everybody knows who's talking.
Neil Helgeson, property manager for Sunrise Church.
Thank you. Thank you. You can be seated or stand, whatever makes you most comfortable. So
this was a follow-up from the last council meeting, and that there seemed to have been some scheduling issue on the part of the church, and they weren't able to join. So the council asked to table this until this meeting. And essentially, what I said last time still stands. This is an agreement to extend the deadline that the church has to come on to the Berlin Electric system. I think their development plans have changed a little bit. I don't know if you want to speak to that or not. But what they had requested was an extension until the 1st of November 2008, before they were required.
2018.
I'm sorry, 2018. Thank you. 2018 to come on to the town's electric system. I don't know if you
want to add anything. If you could just kind of tell us a little bit about what's changed, just so we know the reasoning.
Yeah. We were going to demolish one of our buildings that faced Route 50. We were going to subdivide into 3 lots. And we found out the infrastructure was going to cost more than what we could sell those lots for. So it's no longer a viable project for us. So we're going to keep that building now. And we're just asking for about a 7-month extension so that we can develop our plans and raise the money to put the transformer.
Two very important things.
Yeah.
Good. Now, that makes sense. And we certainly are looking forward to when you're to the point where you can hook into our town electric system. And just to note, because we deal, and Troy brings this up, we deal with the myth that we have the highest electric rates in the land when that is not true. And so we have a handout tonight just to remind folks. It basically shows the most recent billing that we have a complete comparison on. Between one of our partners, a server for most of Delmarva, that's Delmarva Power and Light, and the town of Berlin. And the cost for the average monthly bill for 1,000 kilowatts is $128.88 in the town of Berlin under the Berlin utility, electric utility, and for Delmarva Power, the same 1,000 kilowatt hours is $152. So it's not to pick on them, but it's just I think sometimes I hope I live to see the day when people stop assuming that we have the highest electric rates around, when that used to be true. 10 years ago, it was true. It wasn't always that way. It did, but a lot of people worked hard to make the difference. And so I think that down the road, hopefully you'll be retired or just enjoying the benefits, but it should help to save the church a considerable amount of money over the lifespan.
That's great. We're looking forward to being connected to your town.
Good. Thank you.
May I ask, what infrastructure is in place in that building that fronts Route 50?
Right now, we don't have the water and sewer connected to that building yet, but it is in our plans to do that.
Is that something that you intend to use as a worship center, or are you going to try and use that as something that can produce some revenue for the church? Or
We're planning to use part of the building for youth ministry.
Okay.
And we're also looking into potentially leasing some office space in the front.
One thing you might want to look at is I think Talbot County has an entrepreneurship or innovation hub that small businesses can use to kind of get their footing and start
an incubator.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something you might want to work with Ivy on trying to develop. I think it could be an asset for the town.
Okay.
There's a lot of folks that they've got everything, but they can't take on too much overhead at once. But they're not going to be there forever. And then there's two people lined up to take their place, kind of thing. But it's just, you know, it's a very good suggestion. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sure. Thank you.
I'd like to make the motion to approve 2018-07 between the Town of Berlin and Sunrise Church.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the motion to extend the deadline for establishing an electric service agreement with the town or Sunrise Church. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We look forward to hooking up with you. Item 4 on the agenda is a proclamation recognizing April as Fair Housing Month. And Mary has always been very involved in making this happen, so could you kind of give us a little background on the meaning of the proclamation and its need?
It's essentially a requirement of the town to establish April as Fair Housing Month in order to continue to qualify for certain grants and funding opportunities. So this is something that we do every year. At the first meeting of April, and, I couldn't tell you when we started doing it, but it's been a long time.
We don't no need to be specific about how many years. No, that's good. That's good. Does anyone have any questions about this? I'm very, very glad that we do have always had at some time over and over grants and support for affordable housing in Berlin. If anything, the town long ago became a leader in that area. And so we have a motion to approve the proclamation.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the proclamations. One for a proclamation that recognizes Congress and the Civil Rights Act of 1968, and the other is the Town of Berlin and our Take Pride in. The next one would be about the Take Pride earlier. So, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. And next is a proclamation that we're very happy to pass along again and ask for council support. A few years ago, I can't remember exactly how many years ago.
5 years.
5 years?
This is the fifth year.
Fifth year. Thank you so much. We began what we call Take Pride in Berlin Week, and it was an outgrowth of several different things, but the key catalyst was people showing up on the Saturday closest to Earth Day when we clean up our parks and other areas. It's expanded. Steve Decatur Park, Henry Park, the Branch,
Hudson Branch.
We have people very enthusiastically help clean that up each spring. And what happened is the community really got involved, and there is a lot of pride that's initiated by the citizens that we all benefit from. And so it became a community-wide effort, and many people kind of make that their day now to clean up their backyard or suggest their neighbor clean up theirs. And basically, people help each other out. The neighbors, if they have an elderly neighbor, they'll go over and see if there's something they can clean up and get old limbs out of the yards and all kinds of things like that. So what became a single day, now we call Take Pride in Berlin Week. But this year is we're recognizing from April 21st to April 28th. It's always the week where Earth Day, April 22nd, falls. So on behalf of the Town of Berlin, whereas the Town of Berlin embodies the way of life of small-town America while providing a modern lifestyle, the citizens of Berlin are proud of their community, their neighborhoods, and their neighbors. Whereas the organizations that call Berlin home are dedicated to maintaining and enhancing the many positive aspects of our community. And whereas the volunteer spirit of our citizens enables lasting and effective partnerships of people, organizations, commercial ventures, and municipal government to make our town a special place to live, work, and visit. Whereas our town boasts many characteristics that make evident the efforts of past and current generations to uphold our values of our citizens through stewardship of the natural, cultural, and civic environment. Therefore, be it proclaimed that the town of Berlin declare the week of April 21st through 28th, 2018 as the fifth annual Take Pride in Berlin week. Okay, so thank you very much, and thank you, Mary, for getting all that together. And Mary's the chief cleaner-upper at the parks on that Saturday. It's the 21st, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. And we encourage you, most people, oh, and by the way, I didn't want to mention this before, but now that maybe you're moving on, Sunrise Church always provides, at no cost to the town or anyone else, a nice lunch at the end of the cleanup, because most of the work's done in the morning, and around lunchtime, everybody decides it's time to eat, and the work pretty much stops after that. But over at Henry Park, if you're helping out with the cleaning up of our public spaces, then we certainly, of course, we invite you to enjoy the fellowship and the good food that they provide. Next is our departmental reports. First is Administrative Services Director Mary Bowler.
The only thing really that I have to report on is on Take Pride in Berlin Week. We're pushing that information out on social media, emails. There are a few flyers at the front. Folks want to grab those. The week does start off with Cleanup Day on the 21st, as has been our tradition. We've had to switch it a few times, depending on if we have a late Easter or not. That typically is the only thing that affects it. And the week will end with a business open house that Ivy's department has been working very diligently to get set up, and we will be putting out the names and the offers that the different businesses will have on that date.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Mary? Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. The major project we've been working on the past couple of weeks is Stephen Decatur tennis court project, which you can see in the pictures up here. Ariel Crane was hired as a contractor to come in to drill six holes for us. Five of the holes are 30 feet around and 10 feet deep, and one of them is 12 feet deep. These are LED lighting system by Mosco Design is the name of the company. We came in there, they set all the bases, and they had to set up for a few days for the concrete to harden, and then Ariel Crane came in behind us. We as the electric department crew assembled all the poles and the light fixtures and the control boxes, and then Ariel Crane had to bring their larger crane in to lift them up and set them in place. It took them about 5 hours, I guess, to set all six poles. All the poles have been installed, and right now we're waiting for Terra Firma to finish up the asphalt work on the court, and then a boring company will come in once that's completed, and they're actually going to bore conduit underneath the court itself to each pole, and then we have to install the feeder cables to it in the controller. This will have three different sets of locations to where you can activate the lights. There'll be one over by the racquetball court, one over by the main controller, which is in the front in between the two courts, and then one on the far left. So if you're anywhere on the court playing and the strobe light sends out a warning that the lights are about to go out, you can push any one of those three buttons and it'll reactivate the lights. That way you don't have to walk all the way across the court. This is a very sophisticated design. The same company did this, actually did Purdue Stadium, so that should tell you they're very experienced at this, and once it's finished, it'll be a great asset to the town. As far as that, that's what we did over there, and then right outside the back parking lot here, we installed a street light at the bus stop, which I think was went over pretty well. from what I...
Very well.
Yep, very well. And we did that. And then also today we had to assist the stormwater contractor. It's installing the storm culvert and the piping at Cedar and William. We had to hold a utility pole there while they replaced a storm culvert. So we had our crew there doing that. And also today we energized the service to the new AGH Cancer Center. It's been ready for a couple of months now, and we were waiting on them to finish up the inside electrical work for us to energize the service. But today we actually did all the way into the building on that. And then also at 331 Walnut Hill, we installed a new underground electrical service to a house over there. And that's all I have.
Does anybody have any questions for Tim?
Will there be a light that stays on all the time so it doesn't go completely dark if somebody's playing and they don't hit that button?
There's a few street lights in the area. Is that what you mean? Or a permanent light that stays on?
A permanent light, if that could.
I believe there is one there now. I believe that by the transformer that actually feeds the controller, but I will double check for that. I see what your point is if the lights go out all of a sudden, how do they find their way
right over
there? Yeah. We'll take care of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now we'll go to Police Chief Arnold Downing.
I'll be with myself and Lieutenant Fisher will be at the MML Police Executive Association Conference in Ocean City next week. And that's all I have to report.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions for the chief? Next is Planning Director Dave Engelhardt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you saw in the weekly report, we had good news. We opened the Henry Park restrooms this past week.
And Dean's not here.
Yeah. But yeah, he knows they're open. That was to get it over the goal line, we had a real team effort. You know, Tim's electric people, public works, water resources. We had a lot of help from Mr. Fleetwood, and I'm glad that we could get it open before the warm weather. We wanted to get it open maybe before Easter weekend, but that didn't happen. So, no, the warm weather either.
We've got some photos of the sod and the facilities right there. So,
hey, Tim, the timing on those doors have they been set or?
Yes. Yes.
What are the hours?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Are the hours of operation. And we could alter that. Like in the summer, mm-hmm. when the kids are out of school and the courts, the basketball courts are lighted, if we wanted, we could make those longer hours, when all the kids are out of school. But at this point, it's 8 to 8.
Good.
And the only other item I had, Friday, I attended a meeting at the Worcester County Health Department. You may recall last month I went to the walk shop that they had in Salisbury. This was to create the document for the Worcester County walkability plan that'll get submitted to the state. So they came up, we had a whole session, we came up with a draft, and that should go out shortly. Main influence for us would be the marketability of it, getting that public outreach through the schools, possibly a link with the hospital, with AGH, more walking events in town, some assessments of all our sidewalks and our trails, which would eventually link, I would assume, to the parks and Berlin Falls Park. So, and I'm trying to get us. They have some marketing cards and brochures, little-known places to walk in Worcester County. That's an older document. Is a new one going to be coming out? So we'll try and add everything we have or make sure everything we have is on there. So that was the important thing I pulled out of it.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions for Dave? Okay, thank you very much. Next is Economic and Community Development Director, Andrew Wells.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Mayor and Council. It's been a while since I've been here, so it's good to see you all tonight. I have a lot to discuss because I haven't been here, so please bear with me. With take pride in Berlin Week, also working with the Chamber on Town of Berlin Night at Shorebird Stadium, which will take place on Tuesday, April 24th at 7:05 p.m. And this flyer, I think, is on our website, but we also have some down at the Welcome Center. Tickets are only $8 plus a $2 service charge. But if you haven't heard, Cal Ripken's son is now playing for the Shorebird, so there's a good possibility that you may get a Cal Ripken sighting that night. Oh, and the proceeds go to the little Berlin Little League. Okay. That's the nonprofit. Thank you. I have been asked to speak at the Ocean City Convention Center on a tourism panel to encourage bus tours to come downtown. I put together a little tour that includes a museum and some shops and restaurants. So they've asked me to speak, which I said okay. Also, thank you to the Historic District Commission for approving the historic residential plaques. I know for some of you who have been here for a really long time, Pat Denier has been working on this project for I don't know how many years, and it's finally come to fruition. So this was Pat Denier's idea, and I just worked with her in order to make this happen. And we've gotten a lot of response back. I had Sharon send out these applications to everyone, and anyone can fill this out and get one of the historic residential plaques, which will coincide with the new history and walking tour map that will be put out this summer to recognize the 150th anniversary. So there's that. I'm working on two promotions for downtown. One of them will be an ongoing promotion for kids. It's called the Berlin Hide and Seek. And they can pick this up at several of the shops and the Welcome Center. And kids basically walk around town and they look for some of these items and they have to determine where they are. It gets them to look up instead of look down at their phones. And then I'll have some prizes. They can turn it into some of the shops, and then they'll have prizes that they can give to the kids. And it's probably going to be just a blow-up beach ball with the Berlin logo on it, something cute like that. So that's one promotion. And then the other one is called Berlin Shop Search and Solve. It's like a Wheel of Fortune promotion, and letters will be put in the windows, and people walk around. They try to solve the puzzle, and then the businesses are pitching in to win. There'll be a drawing every month, and the winner will win Berlin Bucks. But I have all this information. I'll send it all out. I just needed to get it finalized, but I wanted to make you aware in case you had any suggestions or questions about that. And then also, the PNC Bank building has been sold. So that's really good news. I've also been working a lot with Laura on what many say is a parking problem that we have. And I believe that we don't have a parking problem, that we have a walking problem. And with the wayfinding signs, hopefully that helps solve some of that. I think what happens is when people aren't familiar, I mean, we live here, we know what downtown, we know where all the parking spaces are, it's familiar to us. But as a new person coming into town, you automatically look for signs on where to go for parking. And if a parking lot is full, people are just driving around because there's no direction for them where else to go. I have ordered one of the wayfinding signs to go on Tripoli, going down towards Decatur Park with a big P that says additional parking this way. There's so much parking at Decatur Park. And then I had a Fitbit and I did the steps. It's 520 steps from Decatur Park to downtown, and we're going to add a sign at Decatur Park that says it's only 520 steps to get to downtown. And then I'm also going to think of some cute ways to get almost like a game for people to be able to get from Decatur Park to downtown. And also, I'll mention this again, try to encourage business owners and employees to park in the St. Paul's parking lot during the day because that is available for employee parking. And with that, I say thank you.
That was quite a summary of things.
I have been out for traveling.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of things were happening. That's good. Does anybody have any questions for Ivy? All righty. Next is Managing Director Jeff Lee.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. few things. Just wanted everyone aware that I've received preliminary numbers as it relates to health care, not the ancillary benefits. And to be very blunt, they vary anywhere from a negative to a positive, obviously. But the reality is one of the plans that I'm actually toying with, not overly excited about it. It's the insurance carrier is Aetna. The network is not, I don't feel solid on the shore. So, but the bottom line, all the stuff's going to be presented to you on the 16th in the workshop so that you have more detail. But I just want you aware.
Budget work sessions.
Yeah. The work sessions, yeah.
At the work session. But I want you aware that the numbers, I'm pleased with the numbers as they come in. Very pleased that they're not a slap in the face big increase for FY19. So it looks promising for FY19 with the health care numbers. For liability through the local government insurance trust, the trust as a whole across the board is experiencing about a 1.9% increase. And it varies again by municipality, but as an average, it's about a 1.9% increase. So that's good. I'll be in attendance on the 26th of April with the Lower Shore Safety Council because a question came up from the town administrator, and I do apologize because I've not actually shared this with her at this point. But a question came up about liability with ditches. I think it's a very interesting twist, and I've gone through twice now to local government insurance trust. And what we're going to do, we're going to table the discussion and on the 26th with the Lower Shore Safety Council because we're not the only one that has this issue to see. But I know from a general liability perspective, we are fine. But I think that the way it was presented to me, it's an interesting twist because we don't have one ditch. We don't have two ditches. I don't even know how many ditches we have. So it creates an interesting twist. And then sometime between now and hopefully the end of the summer, I will do everything that I can so that it doesn't interfere with parking at the town hall parking lot. It'll be done, late at night or very early in the morning to do all the seal coating, not an actual complete coating, but just the crack filling of this parking lot here because that needs to be done. And I do want everyone aware of something else. I sent you all an email today with a photograph in it. I want to talk a little bit about the public restrooms below where you're sitting and also the public restrooms over at Henry Park. I want everyone to understand that they are cleaned daily by the contract cleaner. We're going to have issues. We're going to have episodes where they need to be tidied up. There's a plumbing problem, whatever the case may be. That's going to continue to happen. And the way that we address that, there are placards in both sets of restrooms that says if there's an issue, contact the police department because they're staffed 24/7. And then what usually happens is I get a phone call. If it's during the business day, we'll deal with it. If it's after hours, what we do, we'll contact the on-call, whoever's here from Water Resources or from Public Works, and they'll deal with the situation. And I just want everyone aware that there's going to be issues, and it's nothing new. It's just each day it's a new chapter in the book, as I'll call it. Okay. So, just want everyone aware.
Does anybody have any questions for Jeff?
That's just an interesting picture. Thank you.
It was.
Good. All right. And next is our town administrator's report.
So Kelsey's going to put a little bullet. Yeah, so last week we issued the first Berlin Bulletin. It's an electronic newsletter that we're sending out to residents and property owners in the town of Berlin. The idea here is to provide immediate information on it like a monthly basis of what's going on in town. We have a link to the press releases, save the date information, and updates on projects that we have going on. So right now we're working on a subscription page for the website, and you'll be hearing more about this later. If you're interested in subscribing and you haven't already received it, just let us know and we'll get you on the list. Also on Saturday, we've got the Worcester Cares event. It's going to be at the multipurpose building at 130 Flower Street from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. So that's my report in a nutshell. And if there's any questions.
Does anybody have any questions for Laura? Okay. I just have an announcement to make. We just received the Matrix Consulting Group's report and study on the Bourbon Bar Company funding and related issues. I think it is going to be posted on our town website tomorrow morning. It is, I think, a total of about 88 pages, so it's quite comprehensive. I think I can say with confidence that the funding study addressed all the topics and the subjects of concern or of interest to the town of Berlin, and tonight the fire company officers are telling me that they're going to be sharing that information with their membership, and that's why we postponed for a day, putting it up on the web. So that the members get it directly from their leadership. I'm hopeful that this can begin a process that I think certainly won't be quick and easy, but I do think it gives us the basis for some very objective information and observations that will allow the town of Berlin and our town volunteer fire company and EMS services to begin a process of mutually working together to provide funding and guidelines and policies that are based on current standards in this nation and region. And so we're very hopeful. Anybody who has a little time, we'd encourage you to read it. Some sections do not involve the town, their internal procedures about, you know, certain ways of maintaining equipment and things of that nature, but there is much of the report does deal with the issues and concerns we've had and that we need to make progress on. My hope is that we, with the mayor and council, working with fire company leadership, can get at least a basis for more what I call more transparent and accountable budgeting accomplished during this budget year, but that with the goal of having almost all issues resolved by this time next year when we approve the 2020 town budget. So that's the latest on that, and literally right up to the minute. Do you have any comments from the council?
No, sir.
I have none.
I have none.
Okay. Do we have any comments from anyone here that wants to address the council about any concerns or issues or anything? Okay. Do we have any comments or questions from the press?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. We stand adjourned, and thank you very much for your patience and for your attendance.
Bathroom break in there. Wait again.
That's a good idea.
I think Kelsey's got some stuff.
You've got to line up to your
special. Gonna go see if Dean's there.
How you doing?
How's Baker Street?
It's coming.
Yes. Good evening.
Let me talk to you.
Stuttering.
I thought I was free.
I'll come over there.
I got it.
I've already tried. Well, I've already tried to, like, every time I come in there during staff meeting, I see something about the electric company. I can't write about it. Bias, I guess.